She's cool, but I never took. It never took. It never took. I had nicknames, but I never stuck. It never stuck. It never stuck. So I left, and no one cared. I cut my losses and grew my hair. And I stayed strong, packed in weak. I found my love, I found my. Bit them rules until they broke, until they broke, until they broke. And I woke up with nowhere to go, nowhere to go, nowhere to go. So I left and no one cared. I cut my losses and grew my hair. And I stayed strong, fact in me. I found my love, I found my. Bye.
This is the Music That Matters podcast. I'm John Richards, host of The Morning Show, here with you on the latest edition of, well, Music That We Think Matters. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for our donors for making these podcasts possible. You can always go to kexp.org to help pay for these podcasts by donating to listener-powered KEXP, and you can go there and listen to The Morning Show on the archive, listen live, 6 to 10 Seattle time. All right, Flying Colors, their name, like you said, from the Australian band's latest. I love that record. The new one from T. Hardy Morrison there, My Me, the name of that song, and you heard Magic Potion getting things started, a song called Bored. We continue. Got this Danish band, Communion's been rocking this on The Morning Show quite a bit. This is called Forget It's a Dream on listener-powered KEXP's Music That Matters podcast. Podcast brought to you by KEXP and our generous donors and Pea Farmers, their name, and it features Brian from The National and David from Menomina. Great pairing of those guys on that particular track. And again, their name, Pea Farmers, or is it Pea Farmers? Or is it a silent P? Are they just farmers? I'm not sure. They're so new, I don't really know. Work for me, the name of the song, out of St. Petersburg, Russia, Pink Shiny Ultra Blast, Holy Forest, and Danish band Communions with Forget It's a Dream. Here on listener-powered KEXP's Music That Matters podcast. Hope you're well on this day when you're listening to, the morning show host. I do a live morning show 5 days a week here at listener-powered KEXP. I also do a bunch of different podcasts, including the Runner's Podcast. If you haven't gotten those, by all means, you can run to this podcast regardless if I'm not giving you inspirational quotes and the vibe of running. These are good companions wherever you might be. You can get a hold of me, John, J-O-H-N, at KEXP.org. Always love hearing from the people who listen to the podcast. But also, make sure you stream the station, man. We're doing this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have 500 live sessions happening. You don't have to wait for them to get posted. They just happen all the time. And we curate the shows, one of the only stations where the DJs actually pick the music. So check it out, kxp.org, for more info. Back to it, Mates of State, guests on the morning show recently. This one is called Staring Contest.
Hey, I like it like this.
We'll be right back.
That's Joanna Gruesome with There Is No Function Stacy, the name of that song. You heard Speedy Ortiz with The Graduates and New Mates of State as well. Staring Contest, the name of that one. I'm John. We continue here with our second offering out of the St. Petersburg, Russia area. It comes from Angelic Melk, and this is called IDK How, which is I Don't Know How, here on Lister Powered KXB's Music and Matters podcast.
Hands on my curly hair, my satin hair, my
That's Black Flag, Du Blonde, their name, Angelic Milk, I Don't Know How, and I leave you with Kate Tempest's Lonely Days. Thanks for listening and supporting KEXP.
Grew up in a city where it's hard to be heard and nothing really has much meaning. Pete had his heart broke once, he never fixed it. Sits there in his chest with his arms crossed, screwing. Becky had her heart broke twice, she won't risk it again. She don't wanna see her heart get ruined. And now she's on her way to wash up and take the orders for spaghetti at Giuseppe's, the cafe on the corner. She did the night shift too, a masseuse at the sauna. She's putting herself through uni, it's hard work. But will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. SP and international relations, great. Let's see if Primark has space for a placement. Becky clears up from the lunch rush, crushed by the blank eyes. Impolite customers frosting their damp fives into a palm. She thinks there ain't no harm in being civil though, is there? He folds up his job form, gets up from his chair. The next person sits down with a similar air of dejection. He walks out, heads in the direction of the cafe on the corner for a coffee and some headroom. And this guy comes in, the first customer to close the door behind him. For that alone she likes him. He sits at the table by the window, reading, half smiling. His hair's messy and his eyes are shining. Can't think what to say, he just stares blankly. Picks up his change, fiddles with his spoon. And as he leaves the cafe, he's consumed with force of her, wishing that he got up the guts to try and talk to her.
Will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. And will it be this way forever? These are stressful times.
She flirt with anyone, scream at the top of her voice. But it's her birthday, so Becky don't really have a choice. He sees her in the queue, he doesn't know what to do. She's more beautiful than he remembers. Then she says, all right. And he tries to say something funny but stutters, and now he feels like a muppet. Flush. Inside it's the usual scene. They're dancing at the bar, waiting to get served. Becky's mate screaming about something absurd, and they're all fake laughing, even though nobody heard. So now he's hunting around the room, staring into every booth. The back of every head could be hers, it's no use. He stops by the bar, thinking man, I'll never find her. And then he realizes that he's standing beside her. She stands there awkward, his eyes are as loud as the bass. And she can recognize something in his face. She scribbles down a number, lingering glance. And she lets herself think, maybe this could be her chance.